How's it going, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. It has been a while. What a year it has started off to be. Man, oh man. I'm not going to lie to you. It's been a while because I've been thinking real heavy. Is this worth my time? Sometimes you sit around and you think, you know, what am I trying to accomplish? And what I'm trying to accomplish is to find the people like myself who, honest to God, have had real problems in their life. Not made up little problems back in the subdivision somewhere. Actual real problems. And they have the IQ and the emotional intelligence, the EQ, to get out of that situation and go have a decent life. Most people don't. There's no point in beating around the bush about that. 99% of people, even more than that, 99.9% of people with my situation are never going to amount to anything. Their future prison, population, cancer, no one's ever going to like them. That's just the truth. But I'm a firm believer that if I was out there, then there's more out there. And I believe that there's a lot more out there. I don't believe that I'm that special. I believe that if I was out there, then there's more out there. And they don't need someone standing over them talking about Jesus. They don't need someone standing over them talking about Bernie Sanders and vibes. They need somebody who tells them, you know, the people that you're around, by no fault of your own, you were born into that. That was the hand you were dealt. You got dealt a bunch of people who are barely human beings, and they're not worth the air they breathe, and you need somebody to shine some light on that. Because if you see it, then I know you'll make some changes in your life, and you'll end up where you want to be. It's what happened to me. I realized what was around me and went, yeah, screw this. This is not how I'm going to live. I believe that there's loads more people out there. I believe lots of people are intelligent enough to see it. And you're not going to see it on TV. You're not going to see it in movies or on your favorite ignorant app, you know, where everybody goes and shows their very worst side, thinking that the absolute worst, most malignant, cancerous version of themselves is going to make them famous one day. That's humorous. But am I wasting my time doing this has been on my mind. And yeah, I am. It's a waste of time. I'm probably going to reach, you know, less than 100 people with this. And out of those 100, you know, point a lot of zeros, one are going to listen. So no, I'm not doing anything really productive, but I feel like if I put it out there, maybe someday, you know, and I just haven't had the time to fool with it. I've had bigger fish to fry. It's a crazy, crazy year. It's beginning to be. I'm sitting here with two computers running, tons of work to do. And I wanted to make this, and I wanted to call out something that I've been seeing. We can no longer count on some of the people that we once could count on. And I'm not going to say a lot of names because these are really famous people with a lot of influence and they've done a lot of good for the world. We cannot count on them anymore. I saw an interview of two people who have been a major influence in my life. It's a couple weeks old, but I saw it this morning. And these are two people that I have learned so much from. And I mean just from what they've taken the time to put out there for free. I've learned so much just from that I've been able to achieve a lot. A lot. I've been able to become far more multi-talented and multi-skilled and more, I don't want to say intelligent, because that's not the right word, but I know so much more wise, I guess, experienced. And I saw this video of them talking, and it was just a totally different version of those people. And I don't know that they realize it, because a lot of the time, and this is something that I've mentioned on this show before, people are blind to it. We get around certain people, and this is everyone. They're not special either. People begin to rub off on us, and we will gradually shift who we are and be more like them. We'll blend into whatever environment we're in. And listening to these guys talk, it was just, yeah, I've been hanging out with all these billionaires and times are never going to be the same again. And there's these shifts in life and these things happen. And, you know, I think it's going to get a lot worse. And I've been hanging out with billionaires and I'm making all this money now. And here, buy my book. I'm like, man, you guys have been spending way too much time in California. You've been hanging out with some people that, in all honesty, you two are the only ones who respect those people. You know, there's this trade-off that can happen in your life where the world respects you, they love you, you've done so much good for the world because you were never like that. And this is the first time I had ever seen them be that way. And I thought, man, if you guys clipped a fingernail, that fingernail would be a billion times better than this interview. It was sad to watch it. It's one of those things where they say never meet your heroes. You know what I'm saying? Because you find out who they really are, and it can crush you. You realize that your whole life, your childhood, you looked up to this person, and they're not a very good person. You know what I'm saying? This is what I want to tell you. There's a lot of talk about inflation. There's a lot of talk about devaluing of currency. That's inflation. There's a lot of talk about a crisis, recession, a crash, the economy. You know, people don't know what to do. And you're not going to learn it from the news because most of the time they're just trying to put some bullcrap out there so quickly that they misspell half of what they said in the title of their headline. I have that come across my desk in my trading platform in the mornings. My gosh, just they don't even care. They're just trying to throw something out there, even if it's awful. That's pitiful. Here's the thing about inflation. To hear it painted out there, inflation gets described to you as the government did it. Inflation gets described to you as the government can solve it. And that's a lot of the time what happens because in our country, here in the United States of America, we've had a growing problem and since the baby boomer generation, actually. The world's going to be a better place when they're dead. But since that generation was born, we've had a problem in our country where people are willing to give away their freedom for a sense of security. And that is not good. Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican or religious or atheist or agnostic or whatever. That should never be a thing. And that's what you're seeing a lot of. And a lot of the time that comes from people screwing their life up. Because, let's face it, that generation started the domino effect of people screwing their life up. And then, you know, their kids screwed their life up, and then they raised the weak little snowflake, you know, frail failures that we have today that are willing to vote for a communist or something like that and screw everything up permanently where there's no fixing it. And the real problem that lies within that is there's this craving for a sense of certainty because people spend more than they make. You've got people who are very spoiled. And what I mean by that is you sit around on Twitter long enough and you think, man, the world's just a pile of crap. Everything's so bad. Oh, man, these people over here, look how terrible they are. Look how great I am. Man, I'm special. Look at all these idiots. And you go out and you get a loan on a car you can't afford. And you live paycheck to paycheck. And you decide you're going to go live in California where all the awesome people are. And you move into an apartment, and then that Californian charges you $4,000 to $5,000 a month in rent for a closet somewhere in a toxic waste dump part of town. And you fell for it. And now you've got that place to live and that car you can't afford. And you're in over your head, and you're wondering how come minimum wage isn't $10,000 an hour. This is what causes inflation. People do that, and then they default on their loans. When you default on your loan, banks suffer. Okay? when a bank starts to suffer for some reason, and I don't know why, because this is not capitalism. This is what China does. For some reason, the government will step in and they say, our economy's suffering. And we print more money. And we save that bank. We print more money, and then that money goes out there somehow. But it doesn't go out there the way that people think it goes out there. It doesn't go out there in welfare checks. It goes out there in the form of credit cards and loans. All of a sudden, you're getting these letters in the mail that you've been pre-approved for this new credit card at this percent interest to that, and you could get a personal loan for this, and because you're such a great customer, you're going to be, that's how they send that money out there. They don't give you money, they give you buying power. Well, you decide, you're like, you know, my 2020, suburban, man, it's getting kind of old. It's 2022, We really need the new 2023 fully loaded $90,000. You make $48,000 a year. Just because they'll give you a loan that you can afford the payment doesn't mean you can afford the vehicle. Doesn't mean you can afford that vehicle. I do pretty well for myself. I drive a 2005 Ford F-150 with like 190,000 miles on it. And I love my truck. I love my truck. It's not some jacked up, ignorant Alabama squat. I have no respect for selfie apps, TikTok. I think that's stupid. It's just a truck because I'm a grown man. And I just want a regular, normal truck that does its job. I don't chase significance via rims and suspension. It's just a truck, and I paid cash for it. I paid $9,000 cash for my truck. That's what I paid for my truck. And I've been driving it for years. I've drove it across the country a few times. Decisions like that keep you from getting in serious financial trouble. Now, if I'd have went and got a $120,000 loan on some crazy, ridiculous truck and then paid for all this customization and then go work my third shift job at Walmart, I'd probably be hurting right now. Imagine having all this debt and then 2020 happens. Now, if you're paying attention and you're not out in Ritalin, Adderall, Twitter land looking at YouTube thumbnails, you're starting to put together what I'm talking about. Dead on top of dead on top of dead on top of dead on top of dead, and then bam. Some government stunt, that's just ridiculously overstretched and driven into the ground by weak, sissified America. People who don't go outside and scrape their knee when they're a kid because their parents don't love them. They handed them an iPad instead. Everybody loses their jobs, and they've got debt. Outstanding debt. And nobody said, you don't have to pay that. They put out a rent moratorium, which hurt landlords. So any cushion that working America had, now they can't have that cushion anymore. And the mortgage was still due. The mortgage was still due because if you defaulted on your loan, it would hurt the economy. Do you see how you got screwed? It's very difficult to navigate these situations, okay? This is what inflation is. This is what causes shifts. And the thing that ultimately ends up happening with situations like this, and I'm not talking about some little girl with a mustache who won't shut her mouth on Twitter. Nobody cares about her but you, okay? If you're watching filth and complaining about filth, it's probably because you're filth too, and you're seeking significance. You're going, no, I'm not like her. No, you are. You're exactly like her in every way, I promise. I bet your life is an exact mirror reflection of hers. You're just pretending it's not. Because when you look at her, you see what you really are. I guarantee that's what's happening there. Nobody cares about her, and nobody cares about you if you're doing that. What's going on there is people start to get very upset. And they say, I pay my taxes every year. I go to work every day of my life, and I'm allowed to suffer because some CEO somewhere who can't tie his damn shoes on his own wants to make $80 billion this year instead of just 70. Now you have, now you have people who show up in the streets and they're like, really, well, we'll burn this place down on top of you. How about that? You end up on the brink of a civil war. Civil wars are usually the rich versus the poor. Really dumb, ignorant, stupid people with substance abuse problems who sit around drinking Fireball whiskey and smoking pot and think they understand how the world works. They think that it's black versus white. It's very rarely that. It's usually never that. It's going to be the rich versus the poor, the have versus the have-nots. That's what it's going to be. Now, I know that there's a bunch of psychotic people, you know, pulling a rattlesnake out of a basket in a church somewhere right now saying that I'm woke. I don't know what woke means, but they say that. Now, there's no woke. There's no woke. This is how those things happen. And they've happened this way over and over again for thousands and thousands of years. The human race is, you know, we've been around for several thousand years. And this is what happens. If you read in your Bible, actually, there was, I believe the terminology, it's been a while, you have to excuse me, I believe there was a day of, was it Jubilee, where all debts were forgiven? It happened every so many years or something, like every 50 years or so. There was a reason they did that. Human beings are not nearly as significant as they think they are on LinkedIn and Instagram and other pieces of crap that drag society down. Anyway, let's get to the point. The stock market opens in a few minutes, and I'll be honest with you, I've got to go. Here's what you really want to do. If you want to do your part, and I'm calling out to those who call themselves patriots. I'm calling out to those who say they care about their freedoms. This is where you got to put your money where your mouth is. What's more important to you? Being right in an endless, stupid argument over who can get more likes on your favorite retarded app on your phone, or being able to walk around and be the douchebag that you are and not go to prison for it. Because the last thing you ever want is for America to be divided. America has enemies. Success has enemies. And you live in a filthy, stinking rich country. You live in a country that has so much freaking money, man. So much money. You got the opportunity of a lifetime. You're living the life you want because you can. Nobody stops you. What's more important, continuing to be able to do that, or being right about something stupid as shit on the internet? This is what you need to do. Step one, how you can do your part for America right now is get out of debt. And I don't mean, well, I think I'll save a little bit more money. No, that's not what I mean. That's, you're not going to do anything if that's what you're going to do. I mean, grab the ball bat and start knocking dents in your debt. I mean, start throwing haymakers at it. You know, I'm not trying to be cruel, but it's time to, you know, if you're 300 pounds, you're not hungry. You just want food. It's time to stop wanting and start taking care of your needs. And you need to get out of debt. Instead of that $600 buggy full of honey buns and Dr. Pepper, maybe tone it down a little bit. Throw about $500 at that mortgage. You know, broccoli's not that bad. I mean, how big of a man are you? Big fat daddy, deadlifts, squats, big old manly man, working man. And then on the same day, I don't like broccoli. No, that's nasty. Mm-mm, I don't want none of that. I don't like asparagus. Mm-mm. Big man. Big man. Man, that's, I bet your wiener's huge. Get real, dude. I mean, throw haymakers at your debt. Beat your debt to a bloody freaking mess. Show it no mercy. Be relentless. Get out of debt. Get out of debt. Get out of debt. Get out of debt. If you're so proud of your car, you don't need a car. If your car is the way you're significant, find another way. If you can't afford the car, get rid of it. Well, my car is paid off. Really? Are you one of these guys that's burning up your clutch? You're buying a new transmission every 2 or 3 years. When you buy tires, it's $4,000 because you got to have racing. You live in a little fantasy world. You sat around playing Forza, and you live your life in an imagination land where you're, you know, one of the Andretti brothers. Get rid of the car. Don't justify stupidity. Get rid of the car. Get out of debt. You don't need a new iPad. Why? For selfie apps? What's those apps giving you, man? It's been several years now since the whole influencer thing started. How famous are you? You got a private jet hidden under your bed somewhere? Let it go. You need a phone. Everybody needs a phone. You should be able to contact people if something happens. You don't need a new phone every time there's a new phone. Get out of debt. I mean, start throwing really, really hard shots at those credit cards, at that mortgage. I'll tell you something you can do with your mortgage. Maybe the bank's told you this. Sometimes they don't, because they don't really want you to know this. But let's say you make a payment on your mortgage. And then that very same month, you make another payment on your mortgage of a different amount of money. If you did that every month, if you made two payments, you doubled the amount of payments that you make, your mortgage would be, your 30-year mortgage will be over in 15 years, and the interest that you pay on that mortgage will be cut down so much that whatever your mortgage was for, you're essentially going to end up only paying half of that. It's a long-term thing. Doesn't make a difference tomorrow. But in 15 years, it makes a difference. You know, man, you saved $120,000. Imagine having an extra $10,000 a year. That's not bad, right? You got to be smart. Get out of debt. Get out of debt, and I'm trying really hard to not swear so much, but I think it's warranted this one time. Get out of debt. And stop being a fat, muffin-top, judgmental fuck who thinks they're special. Because you're not. You're a drop in the bucket. You got it made. When you were born in the United States of America, you got dealt a royal flush. We've got some really stupid motherfuckers in America. We got some dumbass people here. They are not the majority. We're not winners. We haven't won two world wars. We don't have billionaires in our country because America's full of idiots. Be careful. You might think too hard about it. Realize you're one of the idiots for thinking the way you've been thinking all this time. Get out of debt. And when you see someone different than you, just shut your mouth. They can do whatever they want. If they want to make up genders, they can. If they want to play PlayStation, they can. If they want to work on the oil field and in the coal mine, they can. If they want to be very strange, they can. That whole argument about genders and whether or not it should be in school, or about church and whether or not God should be the... That whole argument is you wanting the government to pass some type of legislation or law to tell someone you don't like that they're not allowed to do something. And it's because you're probably one of the idiots who thinks you're so special that people lose their rights because you don't want them to have them. We don't do that here. If some girl wants to grow her armpit hair out, a mustache, call herself Stan, well, she can. It's weird. I'll grant you that. That's different. But we're not going to pass a law saying she can't do it. She can do it if she wants to. If you don't like it, yeah, change the channel. Why are you on Instagram? You're a 40-year-old man. What are you doing on Instagram? Really? Big Daddy. Got that twin turbo Mustang Camaro, Billy Badass on Instagram. You getting them selfie likes? Yeah, buddy. I hear you. Man, what an interesting time we live in, where that's what thinks they can take rights away from other people. Very strange. Oh, man. To me, all of that stuff falls into the same category as you can't buy beer on Sunday. What the heck? We're supposed to have separation of churches. That law is purely based on religion. It's like we're supposed to have separation of church and state. Oh, man. You got to give it to some of these crazy people. Our freedoms are in danger in America. That's no secret. Stop voting for baby boomers and get out of debt. You see the little white kid who wants to be a SoundCloud rapper? Yeah, he's a fool, but he has every right to be a fool. Let him do it. Leave people alone. Get back on to the being a good neighbor, you know, front. People can be who they want to be. They can do what they want to do. Live and let live. That's what America is, after all. But that's my brutal lesson on inflation and economic crisis and all the crap that's being thrown at you left and right. And that's what you can do to make it better. Your debt is America's debt. The debt crisis is not the government's debt. It's ours. The president of the United States is an American citizen. Well, he's a president now. One day he'll be a citizen again. We're all citizens. Well, he'll be a civilian. You know what I'm saying. He'll be a civilian again. We are all American citizens. You know, if he was out here spending way more money than he makes, he'd be, you know, making the problem worse, just like you are. You got to start throwing punches at that stuff. You got to take the, well, I don't have time, and work's so stressful. So you sound like a fat, spoiled, pudgy, bloated American. That's what you sound like. That's weak. That's really, really weak. Quit being a whiner and a complainer. Lose some weight. Quit Google dieting. Stop making excuses. Fix your life. And be good to people. Be good to people. Man, we got it made. We still, right now, we've got it made. Imagine. Think about that. Right now, we've got it made. Just go vote about it. Keep it off selfie apps. If you're an adult, do the country a favor. Quit using selfie apps. If you're a grown up, why the fuck are you using that shit? You're an adult. With a Snapchat. You're a grown man who thinks he's big and tough, and you're on Facebook. Do you play with Legos too? Do you have a Care Bear collection? You got a Cabbage Patch Kid on your bed? Do you hold it close at night, Tubby? Give me a break, man. Quit fooling with that. Think about the world. All these kids and these phones. And now you're texting emojis back and forth. Oh, God. Get out of debt. Treat people better. We got to get back on the same page. And I'm sorry, but getting back on the same page means some of us need to stop making excuses and living in a fantasy world. It's very ballsy to be ungrateful in America. Seriously. But have a good morning, day, evening, afternoon, whatever. I have no idea what the next episode will be. Maybe never again. I don't know. I'm not a fan of the internet, as you can tell. But take care. You can win. You can win. You can lose the weight. You can get out of debt. You can have a great life. And when you get out of debt, you're going to find that all of a sudden things start changing in your life and your income goes up. It's not going up because your debt went down. You're actually going to start making more money. It's amazing how these things start happening for you when you stop having this spoiled child mentality towards everything and you don't stack up debt because you want things. It's crazy how it works. It's really just, where's your head at? Are you grateful or are you ungrateful? Learn to be more grateful. But you guys take care, all one of you or whatever. I will see you next time, sometime, who knows when. I hope I was able to teach you something. I'd be a liar if I told you I was really confident that I had. I hope somebody out there proves me wrong that teaching these things isn't a waste of time. I'm brutal about it because there's some people that ain't never going to learn it. There's some people who need it brutal, and they will learn it. I was one of those people. But have a good one. Good luck out there. Make the very best of it. You got a good life.